Listening Test 10. Listen to a radio program.
Welcome to Education Matters, our weekly program about education. This week we're talking about whether gifted children should be educated in mainstream schools or special schools. With me I have Dr. Ruth Cowley, a professor in education, who has studied gifted children, and Hugh Bolton, whose son, James, is gifted. First, Dr. Cowley, what's your view on this?
Well, in my experience, children who are gifted are much happier in mainstream education. This is because, although they are obviously extremely intelligent, they are still children, and they want to be with their friends, and they want to feel like any other normal child.
But don't they need accelerated learning?
Yes, they can learn more quickly than average students, and they are often interested in subjects that other children of their age haven't even started to think about. But I think these needs can be met in mainstream schools. For example, children can be given extra lessons or extra homework to allow them to take on more difficult work.
Let's bring in Hugh Bolton here. Hugh, your son James is gifted, isn't he?
Yes, that's right. It was clear to us from when James was about 6 months old that he was gifted. He's now 10 and he's way ahead of all the children his age at school.
Is he in a mainstream school now?
Yes, he is.
And how do you feel about that?
We feel very strongly that James should be in a special school for gifted children. James is doing okay, but the big problem in a mainstream school is that he gets bored a lot. The pace of learning is too slow for him. He needs to be with other children of his ability level and learning at a pace that suits him.
What are the problems for James if he stays at this school?
I think children who are bored can become frustrated and their behaviour can become difficult. When this happens, the teacher starts to punish the child and the child can soon lose interest in school completely. A lot of gifted children end up not doing very well at school for this reason.
Dr. Cowley, do you agree that gifted children would do better and achieve better results if they were educated separately?
Well, possibly, but not necessarily. I think the problem with doing this is that you put a lot of pressure on these very bright children. You give them the message, you're a genius, so you should get brilliant results in exams. The most important thing to remember is that they are children. Their emotional and physical development are just as important as their academic successes. Just because a child is brilliant at maths when they're 7 years old doesn't mean they will want to be a mathematician as an adult. To give you an example, I met a 7-year-old girl once who was very gifted at maths and science, but her parents allowed her to be a normal child, and in her teens she became very interested in music. She ended up being a professional musician. We mustn't fall into the trap of thinking we can plan these children's lives for them. We must let them grow and develop at a normal pace.
Thank you, Dr. Cowley and Hugh Bolton. Now onto something completely different.